USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination last night as the party's four-night virtual convention wrapped up. Biden saying of the sitting president he'll face in November,
"Our current president has failed in his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America. And my fellow Americans, that is unforgivable."
President Trump is promising next week's Republican convention will have more live speakers than the DNC had. Former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon out of jail after pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges, the Justice Department charging him and three others with scamming donors to a We Build the Wall fundraiser. Prosecutors say Bannon and the others used some of the donor money for personal expenses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Over 400 rallies to show support for the U.S. Postal Service are scheduled across the nation tomorrow morning, where participants will be calling for the resignation of President Trump's new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is defending the Chicago Police Department, banning protesters from demonstrating on the block where she lives. The mayor says she and her family have at times required heightened security because of daily threats made against her, her family, and her home.
We are living in a very different time, and I've seen the threats that have come in. And I have an obligation to keep my home, my wife, my 12-year-old, and my neighbors safe.
The death toll from one of California's biggest current wildfires now at least four. The LNU Lightning Complex fires scorching 215,000 acres in five northern counties. It makes it the state's ninth biggest wildfire ever recorded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The storm that could turn into the next hurricane of the season that could hit the U.S., now a tropical depression in the northwestern Caribbean. It is expected to hit the Texas and Louisiana coast on Monday night. Goodyear workers and local leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing their support for the tire maker in the face of attacks by President Trump. Dozens rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters yesterday to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after workers at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that Trump's MAGA hats were banned on the campus. Goodyear says political campaign statements are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves ordering a stop to tailgating at college football games this fall. Under an executive order issued yesterday, social distancing must be enforced and seating will have to be capped at 25% capacity, and those game day rallies and tailgating events are forbidden. And Tosh.0 is coming to an end, the comedian's video clip comedy show wrapping up after its upcoming 12th season. Daniel Tosh had signed a four-season deal with the company back in January. It's unclear if he'll remain with the network now that his show is canceled. The sources telling Variety that Tosh and Viacom are shopping the series to other outlets. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.